Gold digger parents ruined my life twice. This time, I ruined their entire existence. When I was 7, I thought the worst pain in life was watching your goldfish die. Turns out the real pain is watching your parents drive away and never come back. They didn't leave a note. No custody transfer. No explanation. Just gone. My neighbor found me 3 days later, half starved, crying on the kitchen floor, hugging a jar of peanut butter I couldn't even open. Turns out they'd moved across the country with some rich couple they'd conned into adopting them like stray dogs. I guess having a kid didn't fit their aesthetic. The system tossed me between foster homes until I landed with an old war vet named Hank. The guy was rough around the edges, smelled like oil and regret, but he taught me two things: how to punch with your wrist straight and how to spot a liar by their blink rate. That skill became my career. Fast forward 30 years. I'm a detective. Now. Clean record. Respected. Married to a woman who once made me believe I could finally outrun my past. Two kids. A dog named Sherlock. I had a life I built from the ashes. And then, they came back. It started with a letter. We're so proud of you. As if I'd won a spelling bee. Not survived their abandonment. I threw it out. Then came the voicemails. Then they showed up at my kid's soccer game. Like roaches returning to a remodeled kitchen. I should have walked away. But part of me still wanted closure. Some delusional hope that maybe they were clean now. Maybe they were. Sorry, they weren't. They played it slow. Said they were poor, living in a trailer. My wife, bless her naive heart, invited them to dinner. They charmed her with old photo albums. Ones they stole from a box I left in foster care. Told stories about me as a baby. Like they didn't disappear mid-sentence. It worked. My wife started inviting them around more. Then they started helping with errands, babysitting. Before long, my kids were calling them Grammy and Gramps. It was like watching termites eat my house from the inside out. Then came the real hit. One morning I came home from a night shift and my wife was packing. My kids wouldn't look at me. She threw a folder at me. Photoshopped screenshots, fake receipts, even a GPS printout from a tracking app I'd never seen. All pointing to one thing: me cheating. I tried to explain. I was at work every night. I had timesheets, testimonies, surveillance footage. She didn't care. They said, this is what you do. You gaslight people. You're a detective. You know how to cover your tracks. And just like that, they won. I signed the divorce papers 3 weeks later. I let them take the house, the kids, everything. I was too tired to fight. I didn't realize until the bank called that my accounts had been wiped clean. Every last cent, my retirement, the kids' college funds, all drained. They used me again, and for a while I broke. I stopped shaving, drinking water, started drinking other things. I'd sit in my dark apartment replaying every moment, trying to find where I messed up, where I trusted, where I believed. But then I remembered who I am. I'm not a victim, I'm a detective. And this time, I wasn't solving someone else's case. I was solving mine. Step one, I tracked them. They'd moved to Nevada, of course. No state tax and plenty of suckers. Changed their names to Mr. and Mrs. Holloway. They were living in a gated community paid for by my stolen money, hosting poker nights, bragging about their successful son, the detective. I threw up in my mouth. Step two, I built the case quietly. I dug into their phones, emails, every fake identity they'd used in the last decade. Found six, yes, six fraudulent marriages for my mother. Found four social security numbers under my father's name. Tax fraud, insurance fraud, identity theft, a portfolio of scams that could give the FBI an erection. But I wasn't calling the feds. That would have been mercy. I went slower. I used my clearance to send their names to every agency that mattered. IRS, Social Security, banks, marriage offices. Then I started tipping off their neighbors. Anonymous letters exposing their past crimes. People stopped waving at them. Their HOA filed 5 violations in a month. Suddenly, their picture-perfect reputation started cracking. Then I leaked their entire scam history to one of their victims.